Welcome back to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. I'm here till 4 o'clock, and you know, we try to do some good in the world, and I think it's safe to say that we do. We've turned some people on to some great music over the years, and that's a good thing. Every once in a while, I actually convince somebody to go to a show, and they have a great time, and their lives are filled with music, and that's a good thing. You know, we get the word out about good stuff happening, and sometimes, you know, the world becomes a little bit better place. That's what we try to do here. Well, one of our singer songwriter favorites is on a big protest right now. Little backstory: there's a place in Texas called San Marcos, and it's like this musical hotbed. There's all kinds of great stuff going on there. That's where the Triple Crown Cafe is. It's not a cafe. What the hell am I talking about? The Triple Crown. What's it called? Triple Crown. That's it. This place is like littered with great music venues and great music, and one of them is a place called the Cheatham Street Warehouse. It was run by a guy named Kent Finley, who was a legendary music supporter and just a music advocate and a good guy down in Texas. Well, he died not too long ago, and lots of people are still, you know, singing his praises and doing tributes to him. Well, Todd Snyder got in on the action. He decided to drive his tour bus down to San Marcos, park it right in front of the Cheatham Street Warehouse, and just take over for a week. So he's taken on this cause. He's set up this Occupy movement. It's called Occupy Cheatham Street Warehouse, and he's said, okay, we're parking here, we're not leaving, and they're on a mission. Okay, so here's Todd's mission statement. Okay, we're here and we're not going anywhere all week long. I don't care what anyone says. We're going to stay here and we're going to protest against the negativity and the craziness in the world. We want people to just be cool. We want our world leaders to just be cool. We're going to occupy Cheatham Street Warehouse. And they've been trying to get people to be cool all week. They have some sort of agenda against politicians. They went and apparently kidnapped the mayor of San Marcos and dragged him down. And it turned out he was a pretty cool guy. So they're not mad at him. They're just mad at everybody else, I guess. And all these guests have been dropping in and singing songs and taking over. They decided to close off the street today and have this big concert on the street. They weren't sure if it was legal or if anybody was going to try to stop them, but they also don't care. So in honor of Todd's mission to make sure that everybody will just be cool, how about we play some Todd and some songs of positivity? If you have a song of positivity about being cool, because I was really too lazy to research it, give me a call or send me an email, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM, jeff@tellthebandtogohome.com, or on the Facebook or whatever, and we will help spread the word of being cool, okay? Here's one that, I don't know, this was the most positive Be Cool Todd song I could think of. Here's Todd Snyder.
Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. You work and work for years and years, you're always on the go. You never take a minute off, too busy making dough. Someday you say you'll have your fun when you're a millionaire. Imagine all the fun you'll have in some old rocking chair. Oh, enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pain. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. You're gonna take that ocean trip, no matter come what may. You've got your reservations, but you just can't get away. Next year for sure you'll see the world, you'll really get around. But how far can you travel when you're 6 feet underground? Oh, enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. Get out and see the world. Cold, you worry when it's hot. You worry when you're doing well. You worry when you're not. It's worry, worry all of the time. You don't know how to laugh. They'll think of something funny when they write your epitaph. Oh, enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. Enjoy yourself while you're still in the pink. The years go by as quickly as a wink. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think. Enjoy yourself, it's later than you think.
Put us down for no other reason than the simple fact that we get around. My Generation, Part 2, Verse 3, Chapter 4, Jackson 5, Nikki 6. Open up his eyes and take a look around. And he says, my generation ain't good for nothing. I can think of something, so I thought I'd jot it down. So here's the hair gel hanging out at the health spa, using condom sense and watching Ellie Long. Here's the drum machine, stonewall sheens, credit cards, fax machines, big bow-headed chicks and frat guys. Wearing $40 tie-dye t-shirts and big bold paisley ties. And here's the living off that as long as you can and blending in with the crowd. Oh, my generation should be proud. So proud. Halls, half a million shopping malls, and there ain't any price we're too proud to pay. We'll buy anything from Diet Sprite to 1,000 points of light. Well, I admit we're not that bright, but I'm proud anyway. So here's the hair gel hanging out at the health spa, using condom sense and watching Arsenio Hall. Here's the drum machine, stonewashed jeans, credit cards, fax machines, big bow-headed chicks and frat guys. Wearing $40 tie-dye t-shirts, big bold paisley ties. Here's the living off that as long as you can and blending in with the crowd. Oh, my generation, God, I hope I die before I get old. My generation, strike a pose, there's nothing to it. My generation, My generation should be proud. May some good fortune come to you. May some good fortune come to you. She's always cooking up something when I'm feeling down. She knows just what to say to pull me through. Looking like Booker T and the MG sound. There ain't nothing my baby can't do. Not to change the subject, but have you seen my shoes? I think I left them here the last time I played. Sometimes I feel like all I ever get to do is lose. Sometimes I feel like I got it made. May some good fortune come to you. May some good fortune come to you.
Let's try that again all together.
May some good fortune come to you. May some good fortune come to you. People say that life is precious and you have to make the most of it. But nobody's ever really proven either thing. And if you stand back and you look at the long and the short of it, what else is there to do but sing? May some good fortune come to you. May some good fortune come to you.
Let's do that again.
May some good fortune come to you.
Let's pick a little bit.
There's a kid living in this entire town that is dreaming of growing up to be a bum. I didn't think you did, but we both know how that is exactly what some will become. Enough about me, though. Let's talk about you for a minute. Okay, maybe that's enough. Getting back to me, you know my all-time favorite movie is that one where those two cops who cannot stand each other later under pressure learn to work together, become great partners, even better friends. And then that one says something funny and the movie ends. May some good fortune come to you. Thank you, neighbors, for making us feel so welcome. I had a great time. I hope you got to hear the song you wanted to. God love you. Thank you.
About people when they're not around. talk about people when they're not around. Seem like your mama didn't raise you right. You know better than that. It ain't cool to talk about people when they're not around. It ain't cool. It ain't cool. It ain't cool. It ain't cool. Everything's cool, 'cause my past is a tool.
Life is a tooth. How it's a tooth. As any old fool can tell you. The worth of a tooth. Everything's cool, 'cause it's all a tool. My rejections are tools, my reflections are tools, my regrets are tools, hell, my lost bets are tools. 'Cause any old fool can tell you no other way to. It's all in how you use it. Yeah. It's all in how you use it.
Hi, this is Jim White. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UM FM. Good music. Goodbye.
Everything is cool. Everything's okay. Why, just before last Christmas, my baby went away. Across the sea to an island, while the bridges brightly burn. So far away from my land, the valley of the unconcern. I was walking down the road, man, just looking at my shoes, when God sent me an angel just to chase away my blues. I saw 100,000 blackbirds just flying through the sky, and they seemed to form a teardrop from a black-haired angel's eye. And that tear fell all around me, and it washed my sins away. Now everything is cool, everything's okay. Everything is cool, everything's okay. Why, just before last Christmas, my baby went away. And I find it real surprising for myself to hear me say that everything is cool, everything's okay. Everything is cool, everything's okay. Why, it was just before last Christmas my baby went away.
Something too. We get together. Everything is
Are we cool? Are you feeling cool? Is everything cool? Bob Schneider says everything's cool, and John Prine does, too. Everything is cool from both those guys. We heard something in there from Jim White, why it's cool, and Will Kimbrough telling us about what ain't cool. Okay. And a few from Todd Snyder in there, the king of the cool. He's bringing cool back to San Marcos, Texas. sit in a protest against anything that's not cool. We heard Good Fortune, My Generation Part 2, and Enjoy Yourself there from the bringer of the cool, Todd Snyder. Now, Todd, I don't know what's really going on with Todd, but he seems a little extra unstable these days. So I hope he's okay, and I hope that he brings the cool back to whatever he's trying to do. He's a character, that for sure. That one. Oh boy, you can check out his exploits on the internet. You just type in "Occupy Cheatham Street Warehouse" or something. You'll find it. You're smart. We talked about shows coming up a little bit before. There's one more that I forgot to mention that I'll mention right now. Actually, maybe I should mention a couple of things. A couple of virtual concerts going on this week. Just found out tomorrow night at 6:30, which is a terrible time. Our pal Brock Zeman is going to be playing live on the concert window. You into the concert window. It's pretty cool. You push a button on your computer and you get to watch a concert. And they've been pretty great. But if you're going to do the concert window, make sure you don't have the new version of Flash installed. I learned that lesson a couple of weeks ago. It messes everything up. So if you're planning to watch one of these concerts, and you should, go to the concert window and they'll tell you how to go back to an older version of Flash so you can actually watch the thing. It's terrible. Anyway, tomorrow night, 6:30 from San Marcos, Texas, I do believe, Mark Youngers is inviting Brock Seaman and Blair Hogan over. That'll be fantastic. And then coming up on Thursday night at 8 o'clock, Alex Deason and friends do another online concert, and that'll be pretty great. The last one was super fun once I got the Flash thing figured out. So you might want to check that out Thursday night. We'll tell you about that again on Thursday night on Steel Belted Radio. But in the flesh, you know, those concerts are always the best. And there's one coming up Saturday night at the West End Cultural Center. This guy, got to see him a couple of years ago at the Folk Fest, and I thought he was fantastic. He's been back a couple of times since, but I think, and I don't know for sure because I didn't go because I'm like that. I think he was missing a part of the show the last couple of times, and correct me if I'm wrong. But at the Folk Fest, he had this gal singing with him. Her name's Claire Reynolds, and she was outstanding. She took a good show and made it absolutely great. And then I bought a couple of his records, and she's not on the records, so they seem a little less great. Okay, and then I think the past couple of times he's been here, Claire hasn't been along. So I wasn't expecting the show to be as great, so I didn't go. Well, that's my excuse anyway. I got lots of them. But I know for a fact that Claire is on tour with this guy right now, and will be in Winnipeg coming up Saturday night. So that will be great. I think I might have to check out that show myself. It'll be a lot of fun. Saturday night, 8 o'clock at the West End Cultural Center. Opening up is a band called The Small Glories, featuring Kara Luft and J.D. Edwards. A lot of people talking about them. It'll be interesting to see them. And then this guy and Claire will take you home and have you a great evening. Let's play a couple now. And remember, since Claire's not on this isn't really the entire thing. You got to go see the show to believe it. It'll be great Saturday night. Here's a couple from Jordy Lane. It's Steel Belted Radio. No, this isn't Steel Belted Radio. This is Tell a Band to Go Home. What day is this? What time is it? Where am I?
You hopped your diamond ring on Monday, raised the sun. I left on the first day of spring. Into fall I come, here I come. I'm going back in time. it's hard to change, hard to change.
Again, come on.
Oh my, she's a black diamond from Bulleye. I'm a dirty and a dark.
Money's on the table before we start.
smoke from your cigarette. Yeah, when chasing the smoke from your match. Out the window of the car like a ghost. You know, smoke me and smoke, it's spread out of rearrange. It's probably out there floating somewhere now. And I think it's true what they say. Something's always a kiss that you blew from the train. Oh, I wear it like I wear my own name. It's been sheltered for this bag of bones. Like a cold from the cold, you know my cheek, it still feels warm. Where felt that gently in a place. I think it's true what they say. Some things always. Around your neck turns the gears that grind in my head. But I swear that I can feel around my throat when you wind it around your finger like you do when you feel alone. Well, baby, I've been choking for days, and I think it's true what they say. Some things always stay. Oh, some things always stay.
You're gonna take the easy way out. I heard you on the telephone with a friend. You said maybe we'll meet someday in the middle of the street. But I know I'll never see you again. The Santa's blowing in a lullaby at dawn. Same one I've been listening to all night. I'll wake up in the same place tomorrow and you'll be gone. And there won't even be a fight. There are train lines and there are bus rides that will take you back and forth from bad to better lives. There are love songs, there are desperate lies, but none of those things will keep you here. 'Cause none of these things will make you love me. Clock reads the minutes that will turn into hours, and the hours that will turn us into ghosts. Your cup's here guarding time with dead and dying flowers. and I can't move it from its post. There are train lines, there are bus rides that will take you back and forth from bad to better lives. There are love songs, there are desperate lies. None of those things will keep you here, 'cause none of these things will make you love me. I don't expect you to, and I don't need you to, and I don't wish you would. I just wish you could, and I just wanna sleep while this sorrow's cheap. But I think I hear your keys. There are train lines, there are bus rides that will take you back and forth from bad to better lives. There are love songs, there are desperate lies, and none of those things will keep you here, 'cause none of these things will make you love me.
Oh, there is Alex Deason of the Damwells. Love that guy, and that's just such a powerful version of a great song there. And for me, that's the definitive version. That's the one I want to hear. It's so good. It's called None of These Things. Before that, we heard something from Brock Zeman. We heard Some Things Always Stay from the great record Pulling Your Sword Out of the Devil's Back. I like it so much, I listen to it more than the Damwells. That's how much I like it. It's so good. And you can catch Zeman on the Concert Window tomorrow at 6:30 and Deason on the Concert Window Thursday at 8. And those are pretty fun. So check those out. We also heard a couple in there from Jordy Lane. You can check him out Saturday night in the flesh at the West End Cultural Center. We heard Black Diamond from his live record, Live at the Weedy. And a Diamond Ring from the album Blood Thinner. That'll be a great, great show. Hopefully you'll check that out on Saturday night. I think I just might have to do that as well. Running out of time here. I want to play something. I want to play another protest song. You know, we're protesting things that aren't cool. And, well, I just want to play this. I saw a picture of this guy on Facebook yesterday, and then coincidentally just a moment ago as I was scrolling through the thing. And he looks so different. I wondered what happened to him. I haven't heard much out of him in years. I discovered this guy in 1995. I was walking through Polo Park and saw this grizzled old dude in the corner at HMV playing songs, and absolutely nobody seemed to even notice that he was there except me. And I was just enthralled. I couldn't get enough. Love the guy, and I've been a big fan ever since. He's looking good. You know, I wondered what happened to him. He's clean shaven. He looks good. I just wish he'd play some music again. Love this guy. One of the great times of my life, I had this guy stay at my apartment, and we were sitting in the kitchen together. So fun. Anyway, from a classic album called Caterwaul and Doggerel, this is the great Bob Snyder.
Well, this guy came up to me in the street, and he says, how come you never write any protest songs? And I said, well, because everything's okay. But got me thinking, and I came up with one little pet peeve, so I wrote a protest song about it. Well, there's a situation going on across this land I personally believe is getting out of hand, concerning certain individuals and the gathering of untoward residuals. And I think it's time that something was said about the gleaning of all this ill-got bread, 'cause the ones responsible for the impropriety are amongst most conspicuous in our society. Oh, the birds make birds and the bunnies make bunnies, and the only thing a darn folks thing or ever want to make is money. And the rain makes puddles, the bees make a honey, and the only thing a darn folks thing or ever want to make is money. Making money ain't funny. Ought to be a law against the awning maw of an open case. It's a big disgrace, and a terrible din is sickening. Now the government is worried about our welfare, and the industrialist is trying to clean up the air, and the only thing the darn folk singers seem to care about is money. And the businessman is busy delivering the goods, and the paper company is managing the woods, but these raving street-bound bands of hoods are after money, looking for an honorarium outside the aquarium. Or squawk, squawk, squawk along the whole sidewalk, or drumming on a corner, or tooting on a horn, or just a caterwauling on old guitar. You throw him a loon, he'll play a tune, ruin the peace of an afternoon. And somebody better do something soon's all I'm saying, or he'll stand there wailing a livelong day, and you throw him a quarter in the hopes he'll go away, but he takes it as a sign that you want him to stay there playing. And the pitiful moan brings down the tone, and all that strumming. It's unbecoming. They're plain unruly, and except the yours truly, they ought to get a job instead of, under the pretext of playing so-called rock and roll, be allowed to exact a toll and otherwise outright rob an unsuspecting and pedestrian public. Now developers out there putting up housing, well, these no-goods are off carousing. How is it that these atonal anarchists are allowed to roam the community with seeming impunity? Oh, the diplomat is diligently studying the dove. Even the poet spares a thought for love. Only thing a darn folk singer's thinking of is dineros and zlotys and drachmas and yen and francs and cents and gold and mercurial green. And while the banker is spreading it all around the nation, pecuniary consideration is the machinating motivation of, you know who I mean, Johnny Paycheck, Ray Price, Eddie Money, Ronnie Profit, Johnny Cash, and Buck Owen, Hank Williams. Well, Williams, just another name for Bill. All they want to do is fill their till by reaping more than they are sowing. So just remember that the love of money is the root of all folk song. My favorite thing to do. I said sitting in the kitchen is my favorite thing to do. Well, you can dine at the Ritz, you can laze on the beach, but I like having everything right in reach. I said sitting in the kitchen, that's what I like to do. Sitting in the kitchen is my favorite place to be. Looking out the window, admiring the scenery. Smokestack here, a ventilator there, television aerials everywhere. Of course, I said, sitting in the kitchen, that's where I like to be. My little kitchen has everything that I require. It's got a pot and a stove and a light bulb hanging on a wire. I got the soup on slimmer and the lights on low, cause I got myself a dimmer and an even glow. I said, sitting in the kitchen, that can't be that for nothing. Ah, you know, I just sit in that room and ruminate. The old chickens come home to roost. I never have to go very far to cook my goose. refrigerator gonna be black and blue? I said, sit in the kitchen, that's what I like to do. I thought of going out once, but I threw a party instead. We had danced in the living room and all the coats on the bed. Well, the radio played the music, I played the host. Long didn't have to leave a place like the most, cause sitting in the kitchen, that's where I was all night long. But there was a time when I roamed this land. It was Silla to Post, Paul to Peter, and Hand to Hand. It was rain and sleet and a Fahrenheit and Celsius. I didn't have a kitchen, I used to sit somebody else. Yeah, sitting in the kitchen, hey, and I never get tired of that. Why don't you take one of these verses now? Becoming the world's biggest rock and roll star. Well, I give it a shot, lose or win, but I don't think I could fit everybody in. Cause sitting in my kitchen, only place I want to do something like that. When I'm sitting in the kitchen, all I want on my plate is a chow. I'm wishing I was sitting in my kitchen right about now. Up a pizza from the joint up the street, cause I hate to cook, but I love to eat. Sitting in the kitchen, my favorite thing. I can even hear a telephone ring sometimes. Sitting in the kitchen, my favorite thing to do. Uh-oh. Well, I'm talking about
Bob Snyder. I love that guy. He's just so great. That is a Canadian classic, that record, Caterwaul and Dawgirl. If you can find a copy, you better buy it, because it's great. Sitting in the kitchen there, and before that, Darn Folk Singer, and that'll bring us to the end of Tell the Band to Go Home for today. It's been a lot of fun. I don't know, I can only hope that listening to this madness makes you feel a little bit better about your miserable little life for a little while, because it sure does for me. I just love coming down here and doing this and listening to great songs, and hopefully you enjoyed it and got something out of it. Or, you know, if you're just a glutton for punishment and you hated it and you want to do it again, I'll come back. I'll keep coming back. Next Sunday, 2 to 4 p.m., Tell the Band to Go Home or Return. On Thursday, I'll have something for you, 6:30 to 8 o'clock, Steel Belted Radio. Don't think I'll be here live in the studio, but it'll be good. So tune in. Maybe we'll even have some 24th Street Whalers. I don't know. Check it out. Find out. We'll see. And check out tellthebandtogohome.com. We got the podcast. You know, all the podcasts, it's figured out now. So if you're on the iTunes situation and you're not getting the new episodes, you got the wrong feed. There's a new one. You can check it out and much more at tellthebandtogohome.com. And stay tuned. We got Sunday Drive coming right up, then Waxy's Dargle, Comfort Cafe, all kinds of great stuff here on this fine station. Thanks, everybody.